here's a story from The World.
The national lockdown in the UK is over, but there's now concern of another wave of coronavirus, and already warnings are coming from the health secretary there that a second national lockdown is possible. So more time at home, more time in front of the TV. That'll be an advantage for a campaign that is addressing domestic abuse during lockdown, partnering with a British soap opera. In the UK, the BBC series EastEnders is their general hospital. It's been on air since 1985. EastEnders developed a storyline this season that's focused on the risks of domestic violence during the pandemic.
I'm divorcing. That's where I was this morning. I was seeing a lawyer. And no one knows about this yet, just the lawyer and you.
In the series, a young woman has been preparing to leave her abusive husband. His abuse has escalated while she's been trapped with him during lockdown. The show has already warned viewers that during the season, she will be murdered by her husband. EastEnders worked with the charity Women's Aid in the UK on the storyline, and Women's Aid has also been studying how lockdown is impacting people with abusive partners. Sophie Francis Cansfield is a senior campaigns and policy officer at Women's Aid. Your organization recently led an investigation into how lockdown was impacting people with abusive partners, Sophie. What were the findings?
Unfortunately, the impact on women and children really showed that domestic abuse got worse during the pandemic and lockdown. So 2/3 of survivors who identified as currently experiencing abuse told us that their abuser had started using lockdown restrictions or using the kind of COVID-19 virus as part of the abuse. So it became a tool for abusers to carry out their abuse on women. The research highlighted that women reported that their abuse they experienced got worse during the pandemic. And obviously, during the lockdown, this was particularly true for women who were living with their abuser during the time. And unfortunately, all of this lockdown period meant that their access to escape and support networks was extremely limited. It made it much more difficult for women to seek support or to leave their abuser. And over 3/4 of survivors living with an abuser said they felt they could not leave or couldn't get away because of the pandemic.
Sophie, let's talk about the EastEnders plotline. How did Women's Aid work with the show to make sure these kinds of relationships were being portrayed accurately?
So Women's Aid have been working on the BBC EastEnders storyline for the past 2 years now. At Women's Aid, we know the reality of domestic abuse is that not everyone survives, but unfortunately, this isn't a kind of well-known fact, but for those of us campaigning to end domestic abuse, this storyline and EastEnders provided us with a platform to let viewers know. So at the moment, 3 women will be killed in the UK every fortnight, and that is a statistic that was even higher during lockdown when we saw 16 women murdered during the period of lockdown. So it's really benefited as an informative platform. It's been incredibly eye-opening for so many EastEnders viewers to learn that fact.
Sophie, during lockdown, what kinds of resources are available for people facing these abusive situations?
During the official lockdown, it was difficult for women and children to escape and access support, but organizations like Women's Aid have been providing a number of direct services to women. We firstly have our live chat helpline, and this is a kind of safer way to access some support, particularly if an abuser might also be in the property, so it wouldn't be safe to make a telephone call. This can just be all done kind of over chat. But we also have our Survivors Forum, which is an online resource for survivors and can be accessed 24/7, but it is a real place where survivors can support each other and share their experiences, which can be really empowering and beneficial.
Sophie, why is it important, do you think, for stories like this to be seen by a wide audience? Have you been getting feedback about this collaboration with the EastEnders soap opera?
We've kind of heard from women who said that thanks to the storyline, they've now been able to recognize what they were experiencing after being in a relationship with their abusive partner, some for almost 5 decades. They are now seeking professional help, and I think it's thanks to those responsibly executed TV dramas that we're able to raise that awareness alongside giving information about how survivors can get life-saving help and support that has the ability to really kind of change lives
Sophie Frances Cansfield is a senior campaigns and policy officer at the charity Women's Aid in the UK. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
From PRX.